Blog Talk Radio.
When I consider the vastness of God and all of the marvelous attractions that his hands have made, flowers and birds and oceans and mountains, truly God is an awesome one.
Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that can do everything but fail. Awesome in all his powers. Oh, I bless his name today. Amen. This bright and early Monday evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a sun raises up. Amen. On God's will. What a moon and the stars obey. Amen. And people of the earth need to obey. Amen. We pray this day that God will be done. Amen. And his kingdom come. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is Bible study day, and we are talking about creation. We are resuming back, amen, the study that we left off, amen, last week, amen, to do declaration and decrees. Amen. There is an awakening in the earth realm, amen, concerning God's people and his kingdom, for his kingdom is coming. Amen. It already resides on the inside of us, but the kingdom of these worlds, amen, the kingdom of this world, amen, have now become the kingdom of God. Amen. And as I, before I do anything and go into anything, I always go before us with a thought. Amen. And my thought today is coming out of the book of Hosea. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible say, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he had torn and he will heal us. He had smitten and he will bind us up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. After 2 days will he revive us, and in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Thank you, Lord. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His going forth is prepared as in the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain and as the latter rain and the former rain unto the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in that thought, amen, some of us as living in the body of Christ need to hear word, amen, today. Is God still with us? Are we on the right track? Are we doing what God has called us to do? And God said, continue to follow, amen, although you might not see, amen, what he's doing, because he's doing it in the heavens, amen. That's why we want his kingdom to come and his will to be done, and it's being manifested, amen, right before our eyes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But we must hold on until we see, amen, through faith what God is doing. Yes, young man and young woman, minister, amen, preacher, teacher, evangelist, amen, as long as God don't say anything to you, doesn't mean that he's not with you. But his silence means that, yes, I'm giving a stamp of approval. Amen. Just keep on doing what you're doing, because I'm getting ready to break through and show you, amen, my glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. As in being manifested in the earth through your works. Amen. But one thing you must understand, he won't give his glory to another. Amen. But he'll show his glory, amen, in your works if you hold on. And thank you, Jesus. So we have to hold on, amen, until we see the rain and the latter rain. The rain and the latter rain presents, amen, and it encourages promotion. It encourages increase. It encourages us to believe in blessing, that he's blessing. So hold on till you see the rain and the latter rain, because he said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Father, we give you glory today, all the honor and all the praise. Amen. This is Bible study day, and God, I ask you, Lord God, to send the angels and bind up the forces of darkness that want to hinder the will of God, for your kingdom is coming. It will come. It shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, we just give you glory, because Lord God, the more we know, amen, about your kingdom, amen, and about your works on earth, the more we are in surety that there is a God. Oh, I magnify you for the word. I thank you, Lord God, that you are setting your people free. I thank you, Lord God, that the yokes, amen, have been destroyed, because the enemy cannot prevail against the church. Amen. He can't cannot prevail against your will. He cannot prevail against the powers. Amen. The darkness is now being exposed and the light has come in so that God can get the glory out of everything. Oh, I magnify you today for saving and healing your people. Somebody's marriage is being healed. Somebody's ministry is being restored. Just hold on till you see the rain and the latter rain. Somebody is coming into great wealth. Amen. And be it known that God has given you these wealth. Amen. And you are not to spend them and do what you want to do to them, but do what God has appointed you to do. Because after you finish doing what he's appointed you to do, one of the things that's going to occur, and I praise God, is that that wealth, amen, will be spent on his will. But he's getting ready to give you some more wealth, amen, that will be spent on his will. And you will be blessed throughout eternity if you will wait on God for the rain and the latter rain. Oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I praise and bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I hope you have your pens and your paper ready because I'm excited. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When God stepped in, thank you, Jesus, one of the things he wants us to do, amen, is wait until you see the manifestation. And then when you see the manifestation, thank you, Jesus. I give God the praise. Hallelujah. You'll begin to see it through the rain and the latter rain. So we're talking about creation in the beginning, Genesis 1. Amen. And I had let you know in reference about the solar system. Amen. And the purpose for creating the earth realm. Amen. The celestial and the terrestrial. And earth is noted as a terrestrial planet. Amen. Because it houses, amen, life force. Amen. It is the only planet known to hold life force. Amen. They said Mars might have had some form of life force, but Earth is the only planet that holds life force. Amen. And the life force that he has given, amen, are kingdoms. Amen. And he's made the kingdom of man. He made the kingdom of animals, the wild animals. Amen. He made the kingdom of the domesticated animals, and he made the kingdom of the fowls that fly in the air, and he made the kingdom of the sea animals, the fish. Amen. Amen. And then he also made the kingdom of the plants, the trees, and the various herbs and the various tropical plants and all kind of plants. And I talked to you about the earth within itself and the composition of it and how it was formed and how the earth is constantly cooking at all times. Amen. And what God did, amen, when he created the heavens and the earth, he took and literally caused the earth to cook so that it would not disintegrate. And then I told you about, praise God, Albert Einstein and his theory, amen, the mathematical equation known as the field of equations, of the general theory of relativity, which is matter, time, and space. And then I told you about what he called it, the Big Bang Theory. Then I told you about Charles Darwin, amen, and what he said about man and the evolution of man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We did not derive from any apes. Amen. Our ancestors, amen, didn't come from apes. Amen. Over a billion years ago. Amen. Oh, I just praise God for that. I thank God that he was so intelligent that he didn't create us, amen, to evolve from anything, but he made Adam from the dirt. He said, called Adam dirt, amen, the red clay, because Adam came from the dirt. And then I told you about the insides of the earth. Earth is interior is composed of four layers, the three solid and one liquid, not magma, but molten metal, literally as hot as the surface of the sun. So we know the deepest layer is a solid iron ball about 1,500 miles in diameter. Although this inner core is white hot, the pressure is so high that iron cannot melt. Amen. I told you all about that. That's what heats the earth. Amen. And the volcanoes, I told you that we need the tsunamis and the volcanoes, amen, in order to release the pressures sometime when the earth get overly heated, amen, so that the earth won't explode, amen. And then I let you know about the inner core and the outer core, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Above the inner core and the outer core, a shell of liquid iron is still there. This layer is cooler, but still very hot, perhaps 7,200 to 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit, Fahrenheit, 4,000 to 5,000 degrees Celsius. It, too, is composed mostly of iron plus substantial amounts of surface and nickel. It creates the Earth magnetic field, and it's about 1,400 miles thick. Amen. We need the magnetic field. Amen. And God called these measuring lines. Every planet has their own measuring line that circumference it in order to keep it from colliding. Amen. We need the magnetic field so that the earth won't collide into the moon and the moon won't collide into Mercury and Mercury won't collide into Pluto or Jupiter or Neptune. So we need all of these magnetic fields, these magnetic fields to keep the composition of the planets that were created intact. Amen. And I spoke to you about the mantle. Amen. The amen, and what the mantle was about, the crust, amen, the outer layer of the earth, and it is the familiar landscape on which we live, rocks and soil and the seabed. It ranges from about 5 miles thick beneath the ocean and to an average of 25 miles thick beneath the continent. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Currents within the mantle have broken the crust into blocks called plates, which slowly move around, colliding to build mountains or riftings apart to form new sea floor. Amen. I told you about that. And right now, if you look on national TV, National Geographic, or some of those educational channels, you can see that the plates, amen, they serve their purpose, amen, and you can see a lot of breakage as far as the plates are concerned, amen, on the earth itself, and it's covering a large area of the earth, amen. So the earth is constantly cooking, and then one thing about it, the earth is constantly moving. It's moving right up on our eyes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We can't see it, amen, or feel it, not unless we have a volcano or earthquake, but we need the volcanoes, amen, and the earthquakes and the tsunamis, amen, in order, amen, for the earth to stay, amen, in position without overcooking. So we thank God for what he's doing. And years ago, one of the things I wanted to mention to you, people did not have the technology in order to preserve the land, amen, and that's what we're talking about, amen, today. The land, so that the land was, it had become stripped and barren in certain areas. Over in Africa, you see a lot of it. And the deserts that are over here in the United States. Amen. And if people were to go back, amen, and begin to dig down off into the deserts that are in the United States, they will see at one point in time those desert areas were consumed with life force and habitation. Humans probably lived in those areas years and years ago. Amen. And what they did during that time, they stripped the land. Instead of having the technology and the knowledge to know that the land should not have been stripped, they literally stripped the land for farming, for survival. And this caused, amen, the land to go into like what I call it a famine, and it would not produce. And then you see all the deserts. Today, with better technology, they are using compost in the land. A lot of people have learned how to catch on and get this compost and put it on their land if they want to farm or raise something. Even in little small pottings, we use compost, amen, in order to fertilize that land so that that soil so that it can produce the crop that you want it to produce, amen. So we are having technology today, amen, helping the land by replenishing it back with the compost that we make and use, amen, because the topsoil is the important layer, amen, and that's where Adam come from, the dirt, amen, and we come from that topsoil, amen, so that it can produce food, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Most areas, most lands that topsoil have been destroyed cannot produce crops because the land has gone into a famine. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Famine are caused by one, overpopulation of the land. When you see deserts, a lot of times during that time, that culture, that race of people that were there, that little area became overly populated. Amen. And like I said, they would strip the land of trees and all the various plant life, and the land would stop producing. You need the grass. You need sometime the wild grass to grow in with the good grass. Amen. Because that wild grass will help support, amen, and the means of survival for the animals. The animals would leave the land because there was no more substance there. There was no more food there for them. And so the land literally became a famine land, a land of barrenness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the land is cursed because of sin. A lot of people don't know because of your sins, you make the land not be fruitful. God can't operate. Amen. People that farm the land did not give it 7 years of rest. God told the Hebrews, the Israelites, one of the things that you must do is after you have cultivated the land 7 years, then you give it 7 years rest. And this is in order for the land to replenish itself, the topsoil to replenish itself. And the topsoil replenishes itself through dead items, dead things, and various other things that cause it to have this compost that will go in and heal the land. War, bloodshed, destroying the trees. God told the Israelites one of the things he wanted them to do. When you go into the land, the possession land, don't get rid of the trees. One thing that they that we do today, amen, and certain lands is that we have gotten rid of the trees. Over in Africa, amen, people, conservationists and various scientists and stuff had went in and showed the Africans how to replenish their land by not killing up the land by destroying the trees, but to let the trees grow and replenish so that life could be kept. Well, today, amen, because of God's creation, amen, while God, amen, created the heavens and earth, let me make this very plain to you, that we have an enemy, and his name is Satan, and he needs to be rejected and destroyed and humiliated and talked about and bound and rebuked, because he's the one that causes man to walk ignorant upon the land today, because when Adam and Eve fell, he became the God of this land, so this world, amen. So what we have to do, amen, he is the governmental part of power that's over this world, and I don't care how much greater people say they are and what they say they can do and stuff like that, but if they look at it, this little God that said he's God, which ain't no God but one God, and his name is Adonai Elohim, he's the only one that can do anything with us and the world in itself at large. God knew that the earth is dying, and so he created a heaven, a new heaven and a new earth for his people. But Satan, amen, is the one that caused all this trouble and suffering upon the land today. And then he's going to come in with the Antichrist, which is going to try to soothe people concerning their problems and the famine that's going around, amen, even today upon the earth, and he's not going to be able to do it. I'm telling you, people, whatever you do, don't sell your land. Stop selling your land to foreigners. Stop selling your land. Hold on to your land because you might not need it, but your third or fourth or fifth or sixth generation down the line might need that land because of what the enemy is going to try to do as far as making you accept the mark of the beast. So don't use it. I have two Bible studies that I do each week in the beginning, Genesis 1 and Mystery Babylon, the Great, the Mother of Harlots, and Abomination of the Earth. So we're talking about the Saul. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The top layer. Saul makes up the outermost layer of our planet. Top Saul is the most productive Saul layer. Saul has a varying amount of organic matter, living and dead organisms, minerals and nutrients. 5 tons of topsoil spread over an acre is only as thick as a dime. Natural process can take more than 500 years to form 1 inch of topsoil. That's why the land goes into a famine, because it takes so long for the topsoil to be replenished again. Over 500 years. Soil scientists have identified over the 70,000 kinds of soil in the United States. So if it's about 70,000 soils in the United States, you can imagine how many soils are all over the world. But each soil, amen, and their layers, amen, serve a purpose for the geographical location, the region that soil, amen, is in. Soil is from rocks and decaying plants and animals. You need your decaying animals. You need your plants and your rocks in order to produce good soil. An average soil sample is about 45% mineral, 25% water, 25% air, and 5% organic matter. Different sizes material particles such as sand, silt, and clay give soil its texture. Soil need to have texture. Fungus and bacteria helps break down organic matter in the soil. Plant roots and lichens break up rocks, which become parts of the new soil. Roots loose the soil, allowing oxygen to penetrate. This benefits animals living in the soil. You must have oxygen. Amen. When God created the heavens and the earth and all the planets, the one thing that he did, he literally allowed the atmosphere, amen, to have oxygen so that we could live, amen, and breathe in. And you need the soil, you need the plants, amen, in order to help with the oxygen. Roots hold soil together and help prevent erosion. 5 to 10 tons of animal life can live in an acre of soil. Earthworm digests organic matter, recycle nutrients, and make the surface soil richer. Mice take seeds and other plant material into the underground burrows, where the material eventually decays and becomes part of the soil. Mice, moles, and shrews dig burrows, which help aerate the soil. Amen. So we need the soil. Thank you, Jesus. And that word is aerate. Thank you, Jesus. We need the soil, the topsoil, so that the earth can stay, amen, and we can produce, amen, and not go into a famine, a recession, amen, as far as our livelihood is concerned, as far as planting the trees, the plants, and all the animals, and being able to have the nutrients that they have. We have to literally follow the will of God, and we haven't did it. The earth topsoil is the uppermost surface of the layer of our soil, and we need, amen, that topsoil. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So on tomorrow, I will go with you into a message. Amen. I was looking at my notes, and I will go into a message with you. But we need the topsoil. So, saints, let's try to learn more about creation and what God did and the reasons for everything. You know, the earth itself is very awesome, amen, in the way God has built it, amen, has created life form on it, and it's all of its purpose. Everything has a purpose, amen. God is so awesome and infinite in his power that whatever he does, amen, he does it, amen, for our good, but its purpose is to help retain life. And we just praise God today. We thank him for the Bible study, and we'll go into greater detail on next Monday. I'm excited, amen. And what I want you to do is continue to listen, because in your listening, you'll learn, amen. A lot of people have not thought how very important it is to learn more about God and his creation. We need to know more about it even than ever before. So those that haven't thought about it, give it a good what you want to put in your mind, and say, well, what I'm going to do is really get down to learning more about God, because he's God. Now, what I want to say to you today before I leave the air is that those that don't have a home church, those that do have a home church and want to ask God forgiveness and repentance today, now is the day. He said in the day of provocation, then when the time that he comes in and prove you, don't turn your back on him, because you don't never know whether it's going to be too late or not. Amen. That was a young man, and his head pastor had invited him to church, and this young man would tell him every day, no, pastor, I'm going to wait. I'm not ready yet. And so the Saturday before, amen, this event that happened in his life happened, amen, the pastor asked him that Friday, say, young man, I want you to come on to church now and give your life to Christ. Amen. He said, no, pastor. He said, I might think about it when I go out and fish. I bought me a new boat, and I'm going out there on the waters today and try it out and catch me some fish. And so the young man went out there on the boat, and while he was out there trying to fish, he drowned it. Sometimes it's better to listen to the cry of God, because God will pull on you and pull on you before it's too late. And he said, all will know him. So those that don't know him and want to give him a chance, you will not, I'm promising you, I guarantee you, that you will not make the wrong decisions when you turn your life over to Christ. Number one is because he's God and he's creator. Number two, because grace, his grace abound. And number three, because there is an enemy out there, and he coming not but to kill, steal, and destroy. And we want to literally put Satan in his place. We literally want to tear his works down. And so we want to bring him to an open show by proving that God can do everything but fail, and he's our Lord and Savior. So what you do is you confess with your mouth, amen, that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. I believe Jesus died for me on the cross, and that he's sitting, amen, on the right-hand side of Father God, making intercessions for me right now. Amen. For my sins, amen, and whatever I do, he has already paid the price. I don't have to worry about that no more, for the Bible says in Romans 8, amen, hallelujah, if you read the whole chapter of Romans, that there is no condemnation to them that walk it not after the flesh, but walk it after the Spirit. I'm a new creature, amen, and I belong to Christ, and I'm willing to go all the way. So, saints, amen, I've offered you an invitation. Don't turn it down. Sometime, amen, in your life, you're going to have to make a decision. Make it before it's too late. Have a great day. God bless.